Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin joins us every Thursday morning hereabouts. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Did you finally get that game in last night?
Yeah, we did. Actually, it wasn't too bad. We started at 6:30, so the temperatures were okay. A little mist at the beginning, but we got it done.
Yeah, and got a win. That's all that counts, right?
It does. At the end, that's really all that matters. You're right about that.
How did the trip west? Just in a generality, you went out, won two out of three. You know, you're facing that tough competition out there on Friday. Virginia, Cal State Fullerton, TCU. That's quite a gauntlet to open to the season. How do you feel about your team after the trip?
Well, I feel fine about them. I think there's a lot of things you want to evaluate when you go on a trip like that. Besides the baseball, it's just how you travel and the small things that I think matter when you're looking at long-term and the harmony of a group. But I thought we traveled well out there, and once we got out there, there was nothing not to like, really, because the facilities were beautiful. It's a shared facility by the Diamondbacks and Rockies, and we stayed in a casino, which from a hotel standpoint was fine. The food was great. We were taken care of. Major League Baseball did an awesome job. The competition was really, really good. Played three quality teams and three quality programs. And, we won two out of three, which wasn't bad. Lost on the last day. So, you know, if there was a winner to the tournament, you'd have to give that to TCU since we went head-to-head and lost to them. But I just think for the total experience this time of year and to start on the road and get some of the younger kids on the road and acclimated to what that environment looks like, I thought it was very successful.
You know, I'm sitting there watching it and listening, obviously, because we've got all your games, but watching the MLB Network. I think this event got undersold in this marketplace and even by us, quite frankly, the MLB for Collegiate Baseball Tournament, because you're essentially talking about MLB Network picking you in Virginia to open up the college baseball season on national television. And in retrospect, obviously, that's what they think about both of those programs. And that may have got undersold here a little bit.
I think a little bit. And I think they would tell you they were the first to admit to something like that. Not that they certainly did a fine job with it, but I think it was just a learning experience for them because they had never done anything like this before. It was all new to them. And Bill Bevesi, who helped us, I got a text back from him on Monday morning. He said, okay, Tim, we've got a lot to learn from this event, but give me some ideas and give me some thoughts. So they want us to be part of that again. We'd like to be part of it again. I think the size of the tournament was five, just four teams, so it's easily contained. You've got step two games a day, which is nice. But I think broadcasting those games, since there's really nothing else going on in Major League Baseball right now, and trying to get some college programs out there that do deliver a lot of players to the game. I think that's a big deal. But I thought they did a great job, and I think they will continue to make that tournament better.
I just thought it was fun watching you guys Friday night. It's fun watching Austin Martin coach. Just every time he gets to the plate, you just know he's going to get on base and score, and he did that. I mean, the guy's fantastic. It just to see what he did in the games this weekend was spectacular.
You know, he's just a sophomore right now, but from a Vanderbilt Van perspective, it's one of those guys that you want to watch as much as you possibly can, and that's not to take anything away from any other player we have in our program, but the kid is flat-out competitor. I mean, he's playing the game for one reason, and he's just trying to beat you. That's it, pure and simple. There's a lot of qualities in him that you've seen in other players inside of this program, but I think the value that he has is you're going to get his best every night. He just wants to win. And because of that, he's so consistent. You know, just to watch him take batting practice every single day is almost a joy because he doesn't misfire on the ball. He's just always concentrating. He's got a high level of focus for what he's doing, and because of that, he has a chance to play the game for a while.
And what got me is obviously the stolen bases. Led the SEC, tied for sixth among freshmen nationally. And have you ever had that kind of guy? And I know Xavier Turner. You've had some people obviously who can who can move around the base pass. I know that, but this might be the best one yet.
He is. He's pretty good. He's pretty gutsy, and he's got a feel for the game. He's got a high baseball acumen, and I think that's the part that separates him from others. And he loves the arena of competition. So he's just one of those kids that is playing the game to compete inside of it. And we didn't even get to see, you know, I thought Dansby was a tremendous freshman, but he didn't have a freshman year. He got hurt, so we never got to see him his freshman year. But this kid, the way he entered the college game and played the way he did, it was almost like, I belong and I'm never coming off the field. And there's been very few. You mentioned Xavier Turner. He was one of them. He was fearless. Brian Reynolds was fearless. So you do have that freshman every so often that can step on the field and you go, boy, this guy's going to play the game for a long time. And he's exactly that kid.
Coach, I make this joke on TV all the time, but the uniforms you guys wear Friday night, I call them pajamas. And I'd like to go back and see what y'all's record is when y'all wear those pajamas, because I think you win every game.
Well, you are the second person I've heard that calls them pajamas. The other one is my birth dad, who says that all the time. He just says, I don't like those uniforms. They look like pajamas. Well, you know what, Dad? The kids love them, so it doesn't matter. So we've just learned to like them. We had them back in 2007, actually, David Price's junior year, and he used to pitch in them on Friday night, and then they became our go-to when Fulmer was here, because Fulmer liked to pitch with them on Friday night. And I think, you know, as a whole, the kids enjoy them. They're a little bit different than they were last year. They're thinner material, so they're not as heavy. Plus, we've got the Vanderbilt script in front of them. But it's kind of a throwback uniform, because whether it was the Kansas City Monarchs or the old Cuban League uniforms, there's some similarities. When we first designed them, I looked at those uniforms and trying to come up with something that would be different for Vanderbilt. And, you know, I think some people have grown to like them. Not you yet, but we'll keep
going. I love them. He wants them to wear around the house. He needs some pajamas at home.
And I tell you what, they really popped when Ethan Paul hit the home run and everybody, you know, came out the home plate to greet him. Yeah. And you see 25 guys wearing pajamas. And I'm thinking, I wonder if he's got those in 4XL. Because if he does, I'm going over to get those. I think it's a great look. I really do.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, well, I'll have a pair made for you, so you can wear them on the sleeper bus. How's that?
Yes. You know, and I was going to offer to pay for them, but I couldn't afford all that material.
I was listening last night to Max call the game.
Yeah, he does okay.
He does a really good job. You design a patch for the team he was talking about?
Yeah, did. I wanted to it was an idea that I threw by Brooks Webb, our operations person, and then Sean Senn actually came up with a design. But I just felt like after 17 years, not that we're Vanderbilt's team, I would never say that, but I just thought that there was, you know, we represent our country, but I thought there's got to be a way we can represent this city and the state. So what I wanted to do is come up with a logo that showed the state, but also natural inside of it. So that's exactly what we've got. We've got the state of Tennessee with the Nash logo inside of it, and it's on our top right part of our uniform. So we wear that logo so it represents the city that we're in, because I think with our transformation as a program, the city's done the same thing. And, you know, they parallel one another in a lot of different ways, and we don't have anything to do with the city's growth. But at the same time, I would think that, you know, we've helped our program, and we certainly have helped Vanderbilt in a small way.
Well, you've helped this city's quality of life.
Well, to some people, we appreciate that. And, you know, just from a baseball standpoint, I hope that that's the case. Because you look at a lot of our fans, Greg, and they're not, you know, they didn't go to Vanderbilt. You know, they're kind of like me. You know, I didn't go to Vanderbilt, but at the same time, I'm renting their head coaching position, and these people that come in here and watch these kids play are kind of renting the idea of, oh, I like this Vanderbilt baseball program. So we take great pride in that, and I'm glad we get to celebrate one another and providing a program that people can attach themselves to.
Well, and nobody in this room went to Vanderbilt either, so I just let you.
I will tell you, I hear it all the time. People are like, I don't like Vanderbilt, but I like that Tim Corbin. I hear that all the time, and that's a huge compliment.
That is a huge compliment coming from Maggie. So I No, that's nice. That's nice for people to see it that way.
You know, just a lot of runs scored. I thought Patrick Raby, obviously, you know, what he did in this 5+ and everything. I know Kumar Rocker had a first start, you know, pretty rough one and everything. Is that just the time of the year? Is hitting so far ahead of pitching right now?
I don't know. Sometimes you think it's the other way, but
really,
it can be because just the velocities, but. I you never know about that. I mean, we played this Evansville team last night, and their pitchers on the mound are throwing 85, 86, and 87 miles an hour. And I talked about this with the kids after the game. And our kids are throwing 93, 94 miles an hour, and they are turning the ball around. And so I guess you would be right from the standpoint of the bat speed with some of these teams coming in is pretty fair. It's pretty good. And I think, when we play people, I think their bat speed's amped up a little bit, too. I think people are coming in here and saying, these are power arms at Vanderbilt, so I got to get myself going a little bit. But I think in some cases, when we looked at our games this weekend, 15 and 14 runs, TCU scores 10 against us, I don't think anyone would be telling you that the bats were behind. So yeah. In some ways, the bats are ahead, but typically this time of year, the pitchers were ahead, but there's some pretty good bats out there right now.
What do you say to Kumar Rocker? Obviously, the all eyes of a college baseball world are on that young man, and struggled quite frankly in his first outing.
I think it's like anything else. I remember getting in a small accident first 2 years I was driving, and the car was dinged up for a couple of months. And my dad said, right after the accident, within hours, he said, let's get in the car. I want you to start driving again. And it was just like, okay, you got in an accident, but you got to overcome that situation that just happened. And I think that's very similar. I think you get into a situation with a young man that has a bad day. I think you're looking for opportunities for him to get the ball again. That kid's going to be special. You can just sense it. But he's pitching against a very old team, a very good team at that. And, he didn't go deep into that game. He became very predictable because he couldn't throw the ball over the plate. But that's not who he is. So that will be a growing moment for him. He'll look back at that one day and say, boy, remember that. Yeah. That will just be one of a small memory for him going forward.
Now you have the school coming to town that has, I think, the best campus in all of America because it overlooks the Pacific Ocean. Pepperdine rolls into town, and that they're not a bad program, Tim.
No, I've never been out there. I've been out close to it, but I've never been to Malibu. I've just seen pictures of it. It looks like a beautiful situation. The people I've spoken to said it's quite a situation when you play them because you're looking into the ocean, but they've got a really good program. They had a great week last week and went 3-1 and pitching staff with an ERA under 3. So they're going to be a handful for us because they can really pitch. And, we've got to do our part to see what we can do about scoring runs against them. So it's exciting for them to come in because we've never played them before. So this will be great for both programs.
The passing of David Williams, such a sad event, and then here recently, well, a couple nights ago, June Stewart, and I don't think you and June were at the athletics department at the same time, but everyone, and if you know anything about Vanderbilt athletics, what she meant to that athletic program for so long, and just all the accomplishments, probably underplayed in this market, quite frankly, and June Stewart was just a wonderful lady. As a matter of fact, Tammy Beauclair is going to come on with us at 10:25 this morning and just talk about June.
Well, Tammy can speak to her very, very well. I mean, that's the right person to talk about June Stewart, because much of what I learned about June Stewart was from Tammy Beauclair when Tammy was a sports information director for our baseball program back in 2006 and 2007 when we started to get the program going. I knew June briefly when I came in. She introduced herself. She was at our first press conference when I was hired, and then was in and out of the office, almost like an emeritus status. But she was such a good person, came a lot of baseball games, got to know Maggie and I. And, Vanderbilt's taken a hit in the last couple of weeks with two special people, and June was certainly one of them for sure.
Tim, thank you as always, and we'll have all three games this weekend. Pepperdine, Friday, 4:30, Saturday at 2, Sunday at 1, and wish you were playing today. Just looking outside, but we'll figure it out. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, Tim Corbin.